Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience South Alabama Jaguars 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Draft Day 2.0. Yes, make sure to check out Draft Day 2.0 starting August 9th at noon Pacific. Ryan Real Money Kramer of the Sports Gambling Podcast will begin drafting for 24 straight hours. It is a fantasy football marathon like none other, but it's also a fantasy football marathon that will raise money for Daryl, who's a loyal listener of ours who was recently injured in a motorcycle accident. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draftday for more details. That's Draft Day 2.0.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes. Woo-hee. Welcome to the College Football Experience South Alabama Jaguars 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swiggin Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Ha 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 ho! Fun Belt, Sun Belt, you know, it's my favorite conference. Them and the Mountain West, just, I love them. I love them a lot. And this guy, you know,
underrated, competitive, choppy.
And you're new to the Sun Belt yourself. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi,
oh yeah.
Listen, all you Jaguars fans, I hope you enjoyed it while it lasted, because the new sheriff is in town. It is the JMU Dukes. We're coming into your turf. We're taking
up. Talking over. Some shit.
All kidding aside, looking forward to mixing it up. Maybe get down to South Alabama. Party up a little bit.
I would love to get down to Mobile and check out some Fun Belt, Sun Belt. We love South Alabama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Patty C. Look, this is a program. Kane Womack is the head coach. 5-7 in year one, Patty C. And if you look at this program, I mean, I think it's safe to say
it's easy to see a tide turn.
I see a tide turning with this program, and this is the South Alabama Jaguars. All right, they've been to Starkville pre Mike Leach. Mike Leach is a friend of the program. We got to defend him. And they did take down Dan Mullen and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Boom. In Stark Vegas.
Boom.
All right,
get that. you know, signature win.
That's what I'm saying. They're building on that, buddy. They are building on that. You look back, 2000, what? They were 10-0 in 2010? All right. 6-4 in the FCS in 2011. This is a brand new program, and that's something to appreciate about it. They made a bowl game under Joey Jones back in 16.
I mean, don't blow smoke up everyone's butt here. This team is yet to have a winning season at the FBS level.
Still went to two bowls.
Through what, 10 seasons here or so? Yeah, 10 seasons.
They still went to two bowls,
two bowl appearances. And look, maybe you're right, because Kane Womack in his first year had a record that was an improvement basically over almost any year in South Alabama history.
Well, and when you dive into it, this team was much better than their record last year. You know who won the Sun Belt, Patty C? That was Louisiana. Well, Louisiana beat them 20-18, mm-hmm. right? Then the very next week, they went to San Marcos and lost in four overtimes to Texas State by 2 points. So two losses by 4 points there. They lost at your ULM team by 10. They lost at Troy by 7. They did get murked by App State and Tennessee, but overtime loss to Coastal Carolina. This team had, I'm counting them up right now, Petty C, what, 4, 6, what, 10, 20, 27? They have 5 losses by a total of 27 points. They're like Nebraska. This is the best team ever. This, they put them in the national championship.
Right? I mean, they're kind of like Nebraska. They beat Bowling Green, whereas Minnesota couldn't. And
it's true.
You know,
but so, I'm saying, look at those losses, man. 5 losses by 27 points.
Yeah, that's not getting
a total
it done
of 27 points
in
not
the
just,
close games. A 4 yeah. overtime loss, like you said, at Texas State. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could say last year, besides, okay, App State and Louisiana were the top two teams. After that was Coastal Carolina, right?
Yeah.
So two of the top three teams in the Sun Belt, they lost by a total of 8 points.
I am curious. I want to look something up because it seems like they may have actually outscored their opposition despite the 5-7 record.
I'm pretty sure that, I mean, like, I don't know. Tennessee beat them 60-14 at Neyland.
Yeah.
So that might fuck them over from a
overall scourge standpoint.
Yeah, but I think it's close. I think it's close, buddy. What? Anyway, I mean,
I'm gonna get that pulled up.
I think he's doing a pretty good job in year one. They passed the eye test. Yes, they got to get to a bowl.
Close. 299 points for, 317 points against.
Yeah, right there, man. App State and Tennessee blew them out late in the year. Or they would have.
Yeah.
Patty C, I do think this team is a team to watch. I think they are a live dog to potentially win the Sun Belt West. I think them, Troy, and obviously Louisiana is the front runner, right? But I think it's going to be very interesting this year. The Sun Belt West has been so bad. They were bad last year, right?
Yeah.
But I think Troy, South Alabama is in contention this year. I think Arkansas State's going to be slightly better, but I don't think they're contenders. I think ULM is going to be slightly better, but probably not contenders. Southern Miss, kind of an enigma to me. So I do think there is a, like, if you're a South Alabama fan, you should be very excited about this upcoming season. Cause look, Louisiana did lose Billy Napier and a bunch of transfers and Levi Lewis. So there's blood in the water.
I mean, you're right. The Sun Belt West, if Louisiana does take the step back, that's a humongous step back they would need to take. 13-1 last year,
but they lost their coach,
but
their
Napier
quarterback
is gone.
Yeah. Their star running back, their offensive lineman, their deep, like,
and
they
as
lost
we know,
a lot.
Desmoreaux only got the job because his name is French. And
well, they only beat him by 2 last year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I
man.
Mean, at
it's
the
like,
very least, you would expect them to. I mean, did they finish? Even though they were 2-6 within the conference last year, they did play Coastal and App State cross division. So that definitely hurt.
And guess what? They avoid Coastal and App on this schedule.
Boom.
That
5-7.
Why. I'm tipping my hand a little bit, but I think this team might be a little bit better than what we think.
4-2 at home last year.
Watch out. Watch out. All right, let's hop into it.
Not exactly road warriors, though. 1-5 on the road.
Toughest thing to do in college football.
Go in on the road. The comfy confines of Mobile, though, you're
yes.
not always going to have that. Got to take a step forward here.
Well, their offensive coordinator is Major Applewhite. He knows about winning on the road, all right? He was a damn good quarterback, University of Texas Longhorns.
Got a bunch of records.
Yeah, he should have started over Chris Sims. I'm still upset about that.
I think we all are.
They were 91st in scoring offense, 115th in rush offense, 41st in pass offense, 91st in total offense. Got to work on that, Major Applewhite. Now they did lose their quarterback, who had been on every stop. I'm drawing a blank on his name. He was at South Carolina. He was at Utah. He transferred everywhere. I'm drawing
Bentley.
Yes. Jake Bentley.
Yeah.
He is gone, right? And they still have Desmond Trotter, who's been there. He's been a solid quarterback for them. All right. Mr. Trotter.
Mr. Trotter.
The great My Cousin Vinny. look, but they also brought in a transfer, Carter Bradley from Toledo, who has a lot of starts under his belt. I think between both of them, they both have starts. I'm assuming it's interesting. I think Bradley kind of fits what Applewhite wants to do, but Trotter's been more experienced and been down there for a longer amount of time. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the start.
What does Applewhite want to do? Does he want to throw the ball around or?
Yeah, they were 41st in passing offense and 115th in rush offense. So I would think maybe you want to run the ball a little more this year. Maybe you go Trotter. I don't know. Another thing is they lose their running back, but in comes in LaDainian Webb, a JUCO transfer who rushed for over 1,400 yards. I like it, but the big loss here is Jalen Tolbert's gone. The all Sun Belt wide receiver, best wide receiver in the Sun Belt. He's gone, but they do return two or three at wideout.
Apparently, making some noise at the Cowboys training camp right up the road in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Tough to lose an NFL caliber receiver at South Alabama, but
not John Wayne, but Jalen Wayne is back.
Steps in,
and same with Lacey, the other wideout, and I think those will be pretty solid, getting two or three wideouts back. Four of five back on the offensive line, led by Antoine Lewis. They are breaking in a new tight end and DJ Thomas, but he was an All-American JUCO transfer, Patty C. The transfer portal paying off for Womack. We're going to get more. We're going to talk more on the transfer portal in a bit, but defensive coordinator is Corey Batoon. I know that name. Why do I know that name? I know that name. I don't know why.
Well, we did a little research, and he was a Long Beach State. What is Sarah?
Dirtbag.
The Dirtbags.
Dirtbags. Start your football program, Long Beach State. Restart it. Oh, you only collapsed your last year of playing football. I think they were 500. They had George Allen as a head coach and Terrell Davis as a running back.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Or how about, who is it?
Start your football program.
Santa Monica had Ocho Cinco.
That's a junior college. But yeah, they had Ocho Cinco and Steve Smith on the same JUCO team.
Yeah. Either way, there's room in Los Angeles for more than two college football teams.
Yes.
Guys,
hey,
it's a
Long
gigantic
Beach State.
City.
I know you're probably not listening to this, but still, all right, do it. Patty C. Corey Batoon is the defensive coordinator, number 67th in scoring defense, 57th in rush defense, 32nd in pass defense, 40th overall. Good job, Corey Batoon. They got three of three back on the D line. And that's led by Wykavius Thomas. And keep an eye out on nose guard Ginarius Johnson. His name is Ginarius Johnson.
He's got what you would expect out of a defense lineman.
It's a porn star name.
He lives up to the name Ginarius Johnson.
Shout out to Ginarius Johnson, but that's still fucking hilarious.
Hopefully,
I'm sorry.
Like you said, he doesn't play
General Booty
in a bowl game because he will stuff.
Ginarius Johnson will stuff General Booty.
We're fucking idiots over here. Okay.
Two or three linebackers back in Quentin Wilfon. Led by Quentin Wilfon. Three of five back in the secondary, led by cornerback Daryl Luter Jr. Their kicker and punter's back, Patty C. What do you make of that? So you got eight returning starters on defense. You got, I don't know. I mean, what? If Bradley gets the start at quarterback, you got at least seven. I mean, if Trotter starts, you got seven starters back on offense.
I mean, it's weird. I'm looking at Carter Bradley's sports reference page. He was listed as a freshman twice and listed as a sophomore twice.
COVID.
So
yeah.
Okay. So essentially he's a fifth year junior here.
Yes. Welcome to college football in 2022.
That's right. He, you know, I guess decent production for a career of 14 touchdowns, eight interceptions. You would expect a little more. He's got negative two rushing yards, so he's definitely not the dual threat.
Yeah, he's a passing QB. I've watched him at Toledo. So yeah.
Trotter, though, I mean, I think losing Bentley is massive.
He was just there 1 year, though.
still pretty nice number. 70% completion percentage.
Yeah.
17 touchdowns, yeah. 8 picks.
We'll see what they can do. Folks, we're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk recruiting rankings. We're going to talk South Alabama, you know, and what Las Vegas expects from them in 2022. If you're watching on YouTube, you will already have seen that. But anyway, we're going to talk all that and what we expect. We're going to go game by game on the schedule here in a bit. But first, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the South Alabama Jaguars 2022 season preview is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. What is Odds Trader? Odds Trader is a place where you can compare odds from all the major sports books. Yeah. You can also compete, you can compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to get the best deal. The app provides players, player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so it keeps track of all of your bets, all your records for each sport, which each league. It's fantastic. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, we are back talking Jaguar football. Patty C, portal. Whoa, buckle up, because incoming transfers in the portal. We grade the portal now. It's college football 2022. You have to.
Gotta.
Safety Ricky Hyatt coming in from the Kentucky Wildcats, Patty C. Defensive end Nathan Rawlings Kabanje coming in from the Oklahoma Sooners.
Boom.
Running back Omni Wells coming in from Mississippi State. Safety Marvin Martin coming in from Kansas State. Running back Marco Polo Lee coming in from Virginia Tech.
Man, hitting the Power Five ranks pretty hard here.
Offensive lineman James Robinson from Tennessee. Defensive lineman Daniel Foster Allen from Auburn. Cornerback Jalen Jordan from Ole Miss. Linebacker James Miller from Indiana. Wide receiver Jamar Richardson from Ole Miss. Tight end DeMarcus Thomas from Ole Miss.
Man.
Quarterback Carter Bradley from Toledo. Defensive lineman CJ Person from Indiana. Defensive end DK Mahone from Indiana. Offensive lineman Dante Lucas from Florida State. Holy shit, they brought in a lot of power. They might win the whole fucking thing this year.
Pretty impressive. That's all that's good for the, as far as an incoming class, number 58 overall, number two within the conference. And based on their recruiting, which has been like in the hundreds, their last four transfer classes, 41, 68, 69, 58, they're pretty good in the transfer portal, aren't they?
They are. They really are. And I think this year, like I said, with Louisiana projected to take a little bit of a dip.
Jaguars.
Troy, I don't know. Let's talk about it. Talk to me about recruiting rankings in general.
They're terrible as a recruiting team. I think their strong point is the transfer portal, but last 5 years, 115, 119, 105, 123, 106 within the conference. That's been good for 9, 9, 8, 9, and 7. So a slight improvement, but
well,
still pretty long way to go.
Let's see what they can do. If you're watching on YouTube here, you will see the win total there, right there. Shout out to the SGPN graphics team. But 5.5 is. And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, first off, anywhere you listen to podcasts at, subscribe to the College Football Experience. All right, and also remember to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Richie Riley. All right. Richie Riley doing a good job there at South Alabama. So subscribe to both. We're on YouTube as the College Experience. Subscribe youtube.com/College Experience. Patty, see the win total is 5.5. I'm sitting over here and I'm looking at where this action will go to, where the juice will go to here. And basically Vegas, the over is at -125, the under at +105. Vegas leaning to a 6-6 season by Kane Womack in year two.
Wow.
Let's get to it, because
optimistic.
Week one, Saturday, September 3rd, the Nichols Colonels are coming into town, Patty C, at Hancock Whitney Stadium. Unfortunately, if you're a Nichols Colonels fan, they did lose Lindsey Scott, their star quarterback who transferred to Incarnate Word. I'm going to go ahead and take South Alabama to get that dub.
I think you should. Although, listen, Nichols only lost at Louisiana by three last year. Despite that 6-5 record, they are, I mean, they hung what, like,
but losing Scott's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80, they still hung 80 points in a game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful, but I'm going South Alabama.
All right. Well, week two, they head up to Mount Pleasant, Michigan. That's where Ric Flair is from, right?
Nice.
Kelly Shorts Stadium. It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Central Michigan.
I like both these teams this year. It's a tough fucking projection.
9-4 last year.
I want to say on the CMU preview, I think I might have went CMU.
I'm going CMU here. Definitely going Chippewas. It's a long trip.
It's a game, but normally the Sun Belt smacks the MAC.
You might have a point here. I'm still going Central Michigan. I guess
I'll go Central Michigan too. All right. So 1-1. And then they head right down the road here.
Yeah.
Less than what, right 4 miles away. They head to the Rose Bowl to take on UCLA. Patty C, upset special?
But is this on? Oh, it's on a Saturday, darn. No.
UCLA's had problems taking on the group of five. Look at last year, lost to Fresno State. The year before, lost to Cincinnati, lost to San Diego State.
We're talking about teams that are playing at a
watch out
slightly different level.
They lost to Memphis not that long ago in the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, you got a point. Little streak going there. I'm going to take UCLA.
I think it's going to be a game. I'm going to take UCLA too, though.
All right.
Then they're home to the La Tech Bulldogs back in Mobile, and I do think they win this game.
La Tech. Now, La Tech is CUSA, right?
CUSA. They're bringing in the air raid. And I think it takes some time to set that up. So I got South Alabama.
I'll go South Alabama there. Yeah.
2-2 through the month of September. Then they head to Cajun Field, Patty C. Can they get revenge? They only lost by two last year.
Crazy. Desmarais still pretty early in his tenure there.
This is a great game.
I got to lean the Cajuns here.
I think I got to lean that too, but I could totally see this being a win. 2-3. They get a bye week and then they host ULM, the Warhawks, with Terry Bowden. They lost to ULM on the road last year. I think they get revenge. I got them going 3-3 now.
I'll ride with you on that.
Then I think the game of the year for me, Thursday night, October 20th. This is our sling game of the year for the South Alabama Jaguars. And it's sling. It's college football season, baby. All right, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. Yeah, you can stream on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space, and you can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. Sling. Patty, see, this is the game of the year for me in this conference, and it's an in-state battle.
How far apart are these two teams?
That I don't know.
I'll double check that, but I do know that Troy has won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Prior to that, though, South Alabama had won 3 out of 4.
I think I lean Troy again.
This game's being played in Mobile?
In Mobile.
On a Thursday night. There is a chance here. What does Troy have coming into that?
I like what Troy.
Troy has Texas State at home, so a short trip there.
I'm gonna lean Troy, but I think that's a true coin flip game. So I got him then at what, 1-2? I got him at 3-4. 3-4. What are you doing?
I'm with you.
Then they head to Centennial Bank Stadium to take on the Red Wolves. I think they're ahead of schedule. I think they go to 4-4.
3 hours apart from Troy and Mobile.
Nice.
Both in South Alabama. I'm sure Troy would like to think of themselves as South Alabama.
Wow. Who do you got winning that Arkansas State game in Jonesboro? So I got them going to 4-4. in that game in Jonesboro.
I think I give the South Alabama that win.
So then back to back away, they head to Paulson Stadium. Georgia Southern ditching the option run game. And for that, I think they lose. 5-4. South Alabama gets the dub.
Yeah. 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 And then they host Texas State.
And boom, cash that over. Because I think we go to 6-4
revenge
there.
Revenge spot, the 4 overtime loss in San Marcos last year by 2. They do get the revenge.
And check us out. Their last two games are at Southern Miss and home to ODU. I think they're going to go 1-1. I don't know which one they'll grab. I got this team going 7-5.
I mean, against Southern Miss, did they have them last year? No.
So they did in the season opener, right? They worked them.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Will Hall's first game.
31-7. You're right. So I'm going to give them that one. I think ODU is about a 50-50 game. I feel like Ricky Ronnie may have that unit a little above schedule, but or ahead of schedule. But Mobile,
give me that
long
over.
Trip.
Give me that over.
I'm on the over, too.
I think they could beat Central Michigan too, week two. So
I mean, this could be a significant over. They could
get like
to 7 or 8 wins
yeah.
here.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Give me the over all day. This might be on the Locks Pod come what 2 weeks from now.
I mean, let's think about what is the hardest game like
UCLA.
I mean, yeah, but
you're going cross country.
I think I read that,
but
they
still,
have
the stadium will be fucking half empty.
Only
they could steal that game.
One team in conference play that had a winning record last year. That's like
Louisiana. They avoided Coastal and App. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great schedule. Hammer that over.
Tough non-conference slate still. You got to respect them for challenging themselves. But yeah, the over seems pretty reliable here.
Yeah. Let's go. I'm on South Alabama on the over. Patty C's on South Alabama on the over. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, people. All right. Check us out on YouTube as well. YouTube.com/ The College Experience. Look, folks, honestly, check out the College Basketball Experience too. I think you'll love it. I love South Alabama's program. They've been building that thing. I like some of those great years they had 10, 15 years ago when they made the NCAA tournament. Folks, check out that. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast because there's going NFL futures. If you're a Falcons fan, if you're a Saints fan, they're going through every single team, all 32 teams. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Just had Pat McAfee on the show. But look, subscribe to the College Football Experience. And if you can, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And if you do that, say some nice things about us and then take a screenshot. Find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Show us that screenshot and we're going to enter you in a very small raffle where you can win a gift card to our store, the SGPN merch store. I'm telling you, it's worth it, folks. All we ask is 30 seconds. Say some nice things about us, please, if you can. I'm on Twitter at TheColeyD. You can also DM me that there. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend, and check out all the other shows we got going. I mean, shit, if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, it's baseball season right now in the summer. Check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. If you're a college baseball fan, because it's fantastic, me and Noah Bienick host the College Baseball Experience. What else is going on in the summer? The USFL was just in Alabama and Birmingham there. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. It's summer right now. USFL season one is done, so it's CFL season up in Canada. Check out the CFL Gambling Podcast. Check out the NBA Gambling Podcast. The Fantasy Football Draft right around the corner. Oh, we have you covered. Fantasy Football Gambling Podcast. Check it all out. It's all there for you. Get the SGPN app, or if you hop in the Discord, you can sweat out bets with us. We love Sunbelt, Funbelt action. It's a lot of fun. Even if you're not betting, it's cool to just come in there and chat with us, talk about the games that are happening. It's fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. Folks, check us out. All right. This is the College Football Experience, South Alabama style. We're on the over and we love it. We're rooting for you, Jaguars. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Well, I don't get day, great day.
Coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucks.
Good round, you're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round, you're losing. to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It's easy to see a tide turn.